Story of an Artist， 今天为大家讲述的是艺术家的故事。欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，各位还好吗？这首 Story of an Artist 来自 Daniel Johnston， 他是摇滚史上最神秘的创作人，也是最孤独的灵魂。他有一句肺腑之言是，我相信上帝，但我更相信魔鬼，肯定有一个魔鬼，他知道我的名字。这就是 Daniel Johnston 科本的精神偶像。或许你没有听过他的歌，但在一些知名音乐人的演绎翻唱之间，依然可以感悟到他特殊的音乐才华。如果你想了解更多好音乐，可以在新浪微博 DJ Kenneth 介于中给我留言互动，同时呢，微信公众号 Kenneth 音乐故事等你来听。好了，下面的时间让我们静静地聆听这首 Story of an Artist， 一位艺术家的故事。
Listen up, and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. And everyone and friends and family.Saying, hey, go get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? And we don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. We think you have aAnd this problem's made you ill. The artist walks among the flowers.Appreciating the sun, he's out there all his waking hours. Oh, and who's to say he's wrong? But the artist walks alone, and someone says behind his back, he's got some gall to call himselfThey sit in front of their TV, saying, hey, isn't this a lot of fun? And they laugh at the artist, saying he don't know how to have fun. And listen up, and I'll tell a story.An artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others like to watch the world.
OK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里依然是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，微信订阅号搜索 Candice 音乐故事，可以搜索到更多精彩好歌。好了，下面的时间让我们来了解一下歌词大意。
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory.
Some would try for fame and glory. Others aren't so bold. 一些人经不住诱惑，沽名钓誉；另外有一群人倒也不是这么莽撞。Fame, F-A-M-E, 作为名词表示名声、名望。比如说 ，He spent his life searching after fame.他这个人呢，一辈子都在追求名望 ，search after 追求。He spent his life searching after fame. 他一辈子都在追求名望。The city is famed for its scenic spots. 这个城市呢，以风景优美而著称。那这里就有一个短语了 ，be famed for， 因为什么而出名 ？Be famed for scenic spots 指的是景点景色。The city is famed for its scenic spots. 这个城市呢，以风景优美而著称。如果我们要说获得声誉呢，可以说 achieve fame， 或者是 gain fame， 还有一个词是 secure fame， 获得声誉。She quit it at the height of her fame and fortune. 她在名利双收的鼎盛时期隐退了。这里涉及到一个短语 at the height of。在什么的最高点，在什么的鼎盛时期。那这里呢 at the height of her fame and fortune 就是说在她的名誉和利益的鼎盛时期。她做了一件什么事情呢？ She quit it。 她在名利双收的鼎盛时期隐退了。 She quit it at the height of her fame and fortune。 那 at the height of career 就是说在事业的巅峰时期。He is at the height of his career. 他正在处于事业的巅峰。He was at the height of his power. 当时呢，正是他权势最盛的时候。好，接下来这个短语是 from obscurity to fame. From obscurity to fame. 这个词意思是从默默无闻到成名。那这里的 obscurity 就是不出名的意思。还可以表示昏暗、晦涩，但是在这里呢，是指不出名 ，obscurity， O B S C U R I T Y， obscurity， from obscurity to fame， 从默默无闻到成名。比如说 ，He has risen from obscurity to international fame， 他呢已经从默默无闻之辈而上升成为国际名人。He has risen from obscurity to international fame。OK， 接下来要讲到的单词是 glory， G-L-O-R-Y， glory， 表示光荣、荣誉或者是赞颂。The soldier's brave deeds brought him honor and glory。 这个士兵的勇敢事迹呢，为他带来了荣耀和赞美。Brave deeds， 勇敢的事迹。The soldier's brave deeds brought him honor and glory。 士兵的勇敢事迹为他带来了荣耀和赞美。The artist walks along the flowers, appreciating the sun. 这位艺术家在花丛中漫步，享受着阳光。Appreciate, A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E, appreciate. 这个单词呢，意思有很多。那讲到一件小事情，那在我的中学时期第一次接触到这个词的时候呢，我们老师教给我们的意思是感激 ，appreciate, 感激。比如说 I appreciate you， 很简单，就是我感激你。那 I deeply appreciate your concern， 就是我非常感谢你的关心。 I deeply appreciate your concern。 之后呢，我们老师在我的作业本上写下了一句 I appreciate your homework。 那当时我就想不通了，老师为什么会说我感激你的家庭作业呢？后来查字典啊，才知道这个词呢还有一个意思，就是欣赏或者是赏识的意思。所以呢，其实老师是在夸奖我的作业做得好。I appreciate your homework. 我非常欣赏你的作业。I've decided to learn photography in order that I may better appreciate the beauty of nature. 这个例句有点长，大家有听懂意思吗？ I've decided to learn photography. 我决定学习摄影。 In order that, 为了什么呢？ I may better appreciate the beauty of nature. 为了我能够更好地欣赏自然的美。我决定学习摄影以便更好地欣赏自然的美。 I've decided to learn photography in order that I may better appreciate the beauty of nature. 好，接下来听一个句子。 They failed to appreciate significance of the precautions. 这里面的 appreciate 表示意识到，意识到。 The significance 指的是重要性， precautions 是指预防措施。They failed to appreciate significance of the precautions. 他们没有意识到这些预防措施的重要性。 Our house has appreciated by 50% in the last 2 years. 在过去的两年中呢，我们的房子增值了 50%. 这里的 appreciate 是增值的意思。 Our house has appreciated by 50% in the last 2 years.He's got some gall to call himself that. 他一定是有一些什么难言之隐。来学习一下单词 gall, G-A-L-L, gall. 今天呢，我们来了解一下它的名词含义。首先呢，它可以表示胆汁，那胆汁是非常苦的，所以它还可以表示苦味。The medicine is as bitter as gall. 这药呢，就像胆汁一样苦。The medicine is as bitter as gall.There's no gall or spite in my soul. 在我的灵魂深处呢，没有 gall, 没有怨恨 or spite 以及恶意。There's no gall or spite in my soul. 我的内心呢，对谁都没有怨恨或者是恶意。
Listen up, and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory.
您正收听的节目是听歌学英语，正在放送的这首歌叫做 Story of an Artist, 一位艺术家的故事。了解更多音乐故事，欢迎搜索我的微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，等你来听。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。
每次我坐在这里想到收音机旁的你，总是觉得很好奇，不知道你现在在哪里，是和朋友快乐的聊天，还是偷偷伤心？不过能在这无限大的世界，透过小小录音间和你相遇，对我来说却是一件非常非常非常非常重要的事情。有时候聊了你不太感兴趣的话题，有时候收到来信却没时间处理，相信一定有些什么让你感受深刻，而我却从来没想过。就像你现在听到的这首歌，它叫做《世界无限大》。你愿意跟我说说你的世界里正在发生的事情吗？